Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Sports Talk here on the Big 870 WWL. Mike Dettelia along with Charlotte Long. Got a full show ahead of us a little after 4:30 this afternoon. It's Tulane Tuesday. We have the head football coach of the Tulane Green Wave, John Summerall. They have a game coming up Thursday against East Carolina. We'll have Coach Summerall on with us a little after 4:30. On our WWL telephone lines, we have with us the owner of HTV Studios, out in Houma, HTV 10, Martin Falls. Martin, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon.
Hey, Mike and Charlie, good to be with you. I appreciate it. Mike, seems like I just saw you, but we'll talk again.
Yeah, we just did see each other a few hours ago filming Sports on the Bay, and you can catch that on HTV 10. Martin, you've been on this situation almost since day one when the accident happened involving – at that time, the Marine Mr. Hayes, another car. At that time, it was sort of painted that the guy that we know really well from our area out in Lafourche, Kyron Lacy, was involved in a hit-and-run accident that caused the accident that Mr. Hayes lost his life. But you got some film last week that you played on HTV, and I mean, it's just not a local story now. It's a national story. Over 1.5 million people have seen that video in which Kyron's attorney, Matt Ory, released to you showing that, in fact, Kyron was over 70 yards behind the accident when it occurred. Kind of tell everybody a little bit about the setup of this, because I think initially that's not what was being painted in the media world, that this was a hit and run by Kyron. He caused the death of the gentleman and everything else. But now you actually have video that actually shows it, and actually state police has released more video again today. So tell us a little bit about what Mr. Ory released to you, what you were able to see with this. And this is kind of like connecting pieces of the puzzle together.
Yeah, let me just preface it by saying, you know, we lost two really good people. Mr. Herman Hall was a Marine, from what I understand. I didn't know him personally, but from what I hear from everybody, fantastic guy. Kyron Lacy, my God, we covered him so many times in high school and then at LSU, and he was ready to be drafted, I think. Like you had told me one time, high, low second round, maybe third round. So he was fixing to be able to reach his dreams, buy his mom a house, do different things. Then all of a sudden, you know, one of those days when we're sitting here in the newsroom and boom, we start hearing things and things start happening. And what we heard from the initial reports until today are so far on the spectrum that it's unbelievable. And I will say this. We just got a release from Liz Morrell, who's looking into this case. But if I can humanize just a little bit, my job has been to get everybody on and to listen to what they have. That includes state police. That includes Christine Russell, district attorney. That includes witnesses. That includes those involved. That includes the Hall's attorney. That includes the Lacy family, that includes Liz Morrill, and includes the troopers that were in Ball State Police Troop C. And to listen, and I urge people just to listen to everybody's side. Let them tell me what their evidence is, and then let them show me things. It's not my job to tell them what to say or pick what they say and decide who's right or wrong until we hear everything. But it is my job, if I suspect there's a flaw in the story, to try and find out what that flaw is. That is where we are now. Right now, I got Matt Ory came on the first day and showed us some incredible evidence he brought in. And, of course, everybody, and not to correct you publicly, Mike, we're at 35 million people that have viewed this.
Goodness.
35 million. It's unfathomable. But what happened was we look at the video, we see the video, and, of course, everybody makes a determination. Then the state police come out today with their report. And then, of course, the district attorney, Christine Russell, has her report from the district attorney's office. So this is not a sprint. We're not going to decide this in one night on HTV or two nights or three nights. This is going to take a while. Ms. Liz Morrill just came out with a statement. If you don't mind, I'll read it. She says, statement from AG Morrill after state police releases evidence in deadly LaFouche Parish crash involving Kyron Lacy. She says, quote, the evidence is not disputed here. The LaFouche Parish District Attorney's Office was prepared to present the case to a grand jury that showed Kyron Lacy returning to his lane. However, that does not absolve Kyron Lacy of responsibility in this matter. I'll stop the quote right there and I'll ask, what percentage is she talking about? She says every witness identified the green charger, Kyron Lacy, was determined to be driving as having put the events in motion that led to the head-on collision, which killed 78-year-old veteran Herman Hall. The district attorney appropriately was bringing the matter to a grand jury so that the grand jury could review the facts and decide the appropriate charges to indict on, if any. I'm continuing to review the entire file from state police and will release a more detailed statement at the conclusion of that review. There you have it, Mike and Charlie.
Martin, so I think we're looking at here.
That's where we're on.
We're looking at two totally different kind of stories here. And I think what you've done is a great job of being able to lay this out so everybody can see what exactly happened here. The terrible part is two families were affected by people that aren't here anymore. Okay. I didn't know Mr. Hall. I knew Kyron. And, you know, when you around him or have covered him or around somebody young, sometimes, I mean, you and I both kind of grew up in this era where you say, how could this happen? You know, how could God let kind of this sort of situation happen to somebody so young? And then a gentleman who served this country and everything in his life is taken away also. And the fact that you can give the pieces of the puzzle, and now you have visual evidence of exactly kind of what happened both ways, from what Mr. Ory presented to you and now from the state police.
Yes, and that is the most confusing part of this whole story, is deciphering. If you really read into what Ms. Morrill was saying, she herself is, this is one of those in the middle kind of things. If your narrative is on one side or your narrative's on the other side, there seems to be no middle ground on social media where this is. If you're on the narrative of, okay, Kyron got back in his lane, so there is no way his events could have caused the car behind the gold truck to hit the gold truck or swerve to the left, miss the gold truck, and hit the Hall vehicle head on. If you're on the other side that says, okay, but he put it into motion to make the gold truck hit the brakes, which caused the other car to swerve into the other lane and hit the Hall vehicle. The problem comes in what is actual fact, what does the video show, and what does the car black box show? I have seen evidence in this case so far that I have never, ever seen in 42 years of sitting on the news desk here at HTV. I've seen the black box. The black box is normally an airplane. We got black boxes in cars now to tell you how fast they were going, when did they hit their ABS system kick in, the brakes. Did they swerve hard to the left? Did they swerve hard to the right? It's a quagmire story. Until everybody lays everything out, until we have, and I'm sure this is going to civil suits. We're not going to find this out tonight or tomorrow. This is going to be a long process.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Martin, I think, you know, you and I have talked about this, about social media. And, you know, initially, Kyren, man, all kind of fingers pointed his way, okay? And, you know, we think about it. You and I didn't grow up in that era. We in it now, but we didn't grow up right. with it. But, you know, I see my kids grew up with it, and now my grandkids will grow up with it. And what it has to do, too, with someone's mental health. And I told you before, Kyren was always a very emotional young man, always. And he would joke, him and I would kind of joke about it a little bit, that he had sort of calmed down a little bit, throughout the years, because he was really kind of a high-strung guy. But you just don't know when someone gets pushed to the edge, and that's what happened here with Kyren. And everything started, all his dreams that he, you know, he thought about he would be able to play in the NFL and that he could go to the Senior Bowl. Jim Nagy and I had that conversation. Jim was, Mike, do what you normally do. Give him a nudge to come here to Mobile to play in the Senior Bowl. And then right. that got pulled back. He got invited to the combine, but then that was pulled from him also. And I think he saw all that unraveling here. I think the bigger part of this story, yes, I mean, our hearts go out to both families here, but how that one incident and, you know, people today go on social media. They can say they don't, but they do. And how it affected Kyren and what it did to actually kind of push him to the point where he would take his own life. And you sometimes don't know what someone else is going through in life. You really don't. You and I, we talk about that quite a bit, that you don't know what pushes somebody to that edge.
You know, and you're right. We grew up in a house where we had one phone, and it was either stuck on a wall or stuck on a table in the living room somewhere, where if it rang, everybody would rush to it and grab it and see if it was for them. We didn't live in a world where everybody had their own phone and people are texting, they're on it. They get all their information from it. It's the gospel. Whatever's said on that phone is they can go to the bank with it. But in this case, we have a lot of people in agencies that are human. We have the state police. They're human. We have Christine Russell. She's human. We have witnesses. We have those involved that are human. But Mr. Herman Hall, a Marine. Great human being. With Kyren Lacy, a young human being. Liz Morrell, she's an AG of Louisiana, but she's human. Tyler Werner, state trooper. We live in a world where humans are making decisions and making evaluations, and we're not all perfect. And when something happens, sometimes they get crucified on social media. And the social media can be relentless. It can be engaging. And trust me, social media has a good place if it's on the right point. But I guess what I'm urging here, Mike, is for everybody just to to remain a little patient, because sooner or later we're going to find out the truth. And then sometimes it takes a while for the truth to come out. But the truth may not be as obvious as we think. It just may be the interpretation between the Lafourche District Attorney's Office and the state police is visible. You can see it. I can read the report, and I can see what the state police put out. But I guess maybe we don't know until it gets to a civil trial. We would have known because it was supposed to go to a grand jury, and we all know that Kyron took his life just before that grand jury was to decide, and that was unfortunate. But this whole event is unfortunate.
No question about it, Martin. And when it deals with, I didn't know Mr. Hall, but, you know, knowing Kyron, it almost felt like, you know, a family member of yours, you know, this happened to. And we all we want to know is the truth. I think that's the one thing everybody wants to know. No matter where this falls, we want to know the truth about it. Thank you so much, Martin, for bringing this to light and to getting the videos with this. And I know you'll have further interviews with state police and also with the, I think, Christine Russell is going to, you're going to also interview.
Yeah, we're working on both of those, and I appreciate them trusting. I appreciate all the agents trusting us enough to come on and tell their story, because they know we're going to let them speak and then let the people decide what they want with the facts, with the facts and only the facts.
Martin, thanks so much. We'll keep up with you, and we appreciate it, and we'll get back with you with this story. Also, too, you can go on Facebook. Martin is HTV10, correct?
Yes, correct.
And you can get all those videos, also the interviews that Martin does with everybody involved with it. Martin, thanks so much
for
joining.
And you too, Mike. Thank
yeah,
you.
Okay, appreciate bye. It. But Martin Falls from HTV10, really doing yeoman work, trying to bring light to this story and just a tragic situation all the way around. Just kind of really upsets me to see all this happening.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.